With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 3rd, 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello. Happy Cakes Classic Day, everybody. Hello.
And Jason Bishop's here.
Everybody. Yes.
Jason Bishop is rocking a DC day. United hoodie that has got to be at least 12
Wayne
years old.
Wayne Rooney's my guy.
I like your hoodie, Jason. I'm a big fan.
Wayne nice Rooney. Comeback the other night.
Thank you, JP. So I've come in studio with you blokes.
That was for Sunday, right? Didn't they play Sunday?
Historic comeback, I think.
If you say so.
I got the funniest text from a buddy of mine who's a big soccer fan. He goes, Wayne Rooney's first game. Let's go see him play.
He
said, let's go. I said, all right, I'll meet you there.
Right.
He thought I was going to go down to Audi Field on a Sunday.
Right.
He thought he was playing, too.
Who thought he was playing?
Your friend.
No, he just knew he was coaching.
Okay, you said playing before. I was like, that'd be hilarious if he thought he was playing.
He said, let's go see them play.
The
go
more
see the
hilarious
DC.
Thing was he actually thought that you would come down to Audi Field on a Sunday.
Correct.
Like that's just a
that was a waste of a text.
Knee slapper hilarity.
Yeah. Remember, Jason Bishop did attend a Defenders game back in the day at
true.
Audi Field.
I did.
He was a VIP.
But I'll never go back.
He had the red carpet rolled out for him. Super fancy treatment.
Never, ever.
Got Matt Valdez working the board. Matt Drab T-shirt Cahill.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Got the full crew. Intern John's here.
Yes, he is.
Intern Johnny. Big day yesterday. Big.
Was it? What happened?
Big day.
By the way, Jason's already paid me because I had the pods as Juan Soto's destination.
Oh.
Still waiting on $5 from the rest of the
Still waiting.
So I'm ready.
You change?
I'm ready to collect.
You change?
Change for a 20? I doubt it, but I can check. Let me check this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check the wallet.
Yeah, the Padres, and sure enough, the reports were accurate. The Padres not only get Juan Soto, they get Josh Bell for basically a bunch of prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Really highly rated prospects, a couple of them. A shortstop, C.J. Abrams, who was, I think, the sixth pick in the draft a few years ago.
Yep.
Outfielder, Robert Hassel III, who was, I think, the eighth pick in the draft a few years ago.
Their
couple of pitchers.
Prospect, yep.
So they're going to be out of
my buddy's kid, James Wood, 19-year-old, coming over. He was on a bus, 5-hour bus ride to a minor league game in California when he found out.
What was his destination? So like some town like Bakersfield, some small town. Fresno,
yeah,
or something like that.
Some small town in California.
Okay. Yep.
And he got the call from I don't know who called him, like someone from the pods, and said you've been dealt. So when you get to your destination, we got to get you. I don't know how they got him out. It's up to the Nats to go get him. The Nats have to go get him on a plane or get him a car to get back to his apartment.
Was the guy that called him as nervous as Jonah Hill was when he had to tell the guy from the A's that he had been traded, I believe, to the Tigers in Moneyball?
Probably.
Because he was very nervous. He didn't want to do that. But Brad Pitt told him it's now part of your job to tell players who are on the move, You just have to be direct with them.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have Mike Rizzo on the show at 9.
Yes.
To talk about this deal. He came on this show a couple months ago and said unequivocally they were not trading Juan Soto.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Things changed. They traded Juan Soto. A lot of people are bitter.
There's a lot of people are bitter.
I actually put it up early, the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. And there were four options as to your feelings after the trade.
Is dead inside one of the feelings?
Kind of. Okay. The four options were happy, excited for the future.
Okay. Zero votes.
That's got 13%.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's, you know, a little minority fans
sure.
that believe that Rizzo did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got the biggest haul they possibly could get.
Mm-hmm.
Going to take their lumps for a couple years, but they're hopeful that these guys, C.J. Abrams, Robert Hassel III, and the pitchers, they lead them into a bright future.
Right.
You won't know until about 2025 if this is
sure. It's going to take some time.
Worked.
Right.
The other options were sad.
In fact, Juan Soto could be on another team before you know that this worked.
He could.
Sure. I mean, he could resign with the Padres, but he could be on another team, a third team.
The other options were sad, 28%, angry, 22%. And what's actually winning it is ambivalent, used to it, 37%.
I just cast a vote for last, ambivalent, used to it. If you follow the Nats, this is what they do.
This
is their pattern outside of retaining Steven Strasburg and giving him a deal post the World Series. All of the homegrown cultivated stars that are looking for big money or are in line for big payday via free agency.
Right.
They don't stay.
Yeah.
Those guys are either they hit free agency or they're traded. Just the way it works here.
And it happened again.
Yeah.
This is a historic trade. It's probably the biggest trade in the history of the sport because of one reason. No 23-year-old or younger has ever been traded mid-season when he was an All-Star that year.
Right.
It's the first time it's ever happened.
Yep.
So it's historic, and the haul that the Nats got back is historic. They got five big name prospects in the Padres organization. And when you grade it on paper, look, the Nats aren't going to win it because on paper you're trading away a top five hitter in the game and you have no idea if these prospects are going to be any good. But I don't know what else Rizzo was supposed to do.
Well, a lot of fans wanted him to hold on to him,
mm-hmm.
somehow get more, or they seem to be blaming Rizzo. I mean, you should see the names he's been called. And you should see the questions that people are saying that we should ask of Rizzo at 9.
Okay. Give me a couple.
Let me punch up my phone and go through them.
All right.
But they seem to be, I think, equating an organizational decision on Rizzo.
Hmm.
And that's what we don't know. Like, if the learner said his bosses, this is the final offer. If he doesn't take this offer, trade him to get something. Well, that's his job to do it.
Andy.
Correct.
What they seem to be thinking is that Rizzo can make a bigger offer. He may not have the authority to make a bigger offer. Mm-hmm. So they're frustrated that Soto didn't get a bigger offer.
The Donk fans think that Rizzo is the one that controls the purse strings as far as how big the offer is. If that's the case, if they think that's the case, then they're idiots. Because the learners are the... Mike Rizzo is powerful, and he has a lot of authority, but at the end of the day, Mike Rizzo is a highly paid employee of the Washington Nationals.
Correct.
He is not the end boss. He has bosses named the learners, and if they made an offer where they said, sorry, we just can't go higher than the $440 million total, we're not going higher than that number, if Soto's camp rejects it, then... You walk back into their office, you tell them this offer has been rejected, and they tell you, well, then you have to make a deal where we get the best return possible for Soto because we're not paying him more than this.
Yeah,
this
I don't
number.
Think Rizzo.
Then Rizzo is he's done all he can do.
I don't think Rizzo had the flexibility to go in there. All right, you don't want the 440. All right, we'll give you 540.
Right. He clearly can't do that.
Right.
He does not have that sort of authority.
Here are a couple examples, Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
This one from Thomas. Love the Junks. Just not interested in hearing Rizzo word salad of how we had to trade Soto now, or we would have gotten nothing for him this offseason. Nats are pure trash now, and I couldn't care less how Soto's career goes. He's dead to me now.
Ooh. Some
couple others. Tell him on behalf of all Nats fans, he can take his ring and shove it up his. And I mean, it just goes on and on.
He didn't have to trade him. He could have traded him in December.
Right.
Or at the deadline next year. But instead of getting six players, you might have gotten four.
He feels like he got the best return possible by dealing him with 2.5 years left until he hits free agency.
And of course, there's a large contingency that just didn't think he should be dealt at all.
Right.
Here's Chris. You don't trade Ted Williams. You definitely don't trade him when he's 23. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to listen to the Junks Radio suck fest over Rizzo. No. Good job, pal. You panicked and probably could have gotten more, but God forbid they have the balls for that.
But to counter him.
How does he know? How does that guy know he could have gotten more?
He doesn't.
I mean, that's all they did for the last 2 weeks is talk to every team and get the best offer.
You do trade him if you know that he's going to free agency and that you're not going to be able to have an offer that's competing with the two or three teams that will come in with higher offers and ultimately land him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let him play out the life of his contract and then walk and get nothing in return. That is idiotic. That is beyond the pale. Like, if that happened, Mike Rizzo should never work in baseball ever again. Yeah. Like, you can't let somebody who has the value of a Juan Soto play it out, and you're surrounded by bad talent that loses 90 or 100 games a year. And then in 2025, you say, well, we can't sign you. We're just going to start from scratch.
Now, if you're going to tell me that the new owners, whoever that might be, would come in and spend a bunch of money next offseason and get a bunch of big-name free agents, okay, I can see that. But you have no idea who it's going to be, right. And you have no idea who the owners, if they want to spend money or not.
That's true. So, but my take now is, anybody but the learners.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for the learners to be in the rearview mirror. And look, people should appreciate them because they helped bring a World Series title to Washington in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of their calculus is the learners look at this as an investment and they say, we've accomplished what we wanted. We got a World Series title. We've been successful. We've made playoff runs in the past. And now we're ready to cash out of our investment.
Right.
I feel like they feel, this is my opinion, they feel like they've done what they set out to do.
Yeah.
They brought a World Series title here, and now they're ready to move on
and
from the investment.
And they will.
And they will, and it cannot happen quickly enough.
I don't think Rizzo was ever going to win this battle. I mean, fans were always going to be pissed if Soto was dealt.
Of course.
Because of how good of a hitter he is and because of his age. But when you kind of dig deep, you have to understand they wouldn't have traded him if they didn't have to.
Of course. If they
were going to wait another year, okay, yes, you could trade him, but you're not going to get more than what you got this year.
Correct.
Just not. Just doesn't make sense for another team to do that.
And I guess the way they're looking at it is Hassel and Wood are two highly regarded outfielders. Mm-hmm. So they have 2/3 of their outfield taken care of. C.J. Abrams, highly regarded shortstop. They've got a shortstop. And they added 2 pitchers who hopefully will work out and be guys who are in the rotation. Gore already has a sore elbow. They don't expect him to pitch the rest of the year.
Well, correct. I don't expect every pitcher.
That was a little concerned.
And look, it's all opinion.
Yeah.
And I know that Mike Rizzo made fun of this guy's name last week when he was on the show because Jason referenced an R.J. Anderson article.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Anderson grades the trade A for the Padres,
okay,
and D for the Nationals. If he's right, no bueno.
Well, a lot of people are going to feel that way, but there are also people like Jim Bowden, like John Heyman, guys who follow the league and follow the minor league systems who said that Rizzo absolutely killed it based on what he was offered from other teams. So it kind of's in the eye of the beholder, and there's going to be people out there. It's your opinion. We didn't get enough. I can see why you would say that. But some people also feel like they got the best haul possible in this deal.
We'll open up the phone lines if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
People are salty.
1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We will talk to Bob Nightingale, Major League Baseball insider, columnist for USA Today. He'll jump on at 8:20. You don't want to miss the GM and president of baseball operations, Mike Rizzo. That's at 9 o'clock, talking about the Juan Soto deal. But next, how do you feel about Soto being dealt for all these prospects with 2.5 years left on his contract? We're the Junkies, coming right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington talking about the Juan Soto deal. How does it make you feel? A lot of anger out there, but a lot of people just used to it now.
We can tell there's a lot of anger.
Well, yeah, people are really fired up.
A lot of people used to it at this point because it started with the loss of Bryce Harper. Now they won the World Series after Bryce Harper joined the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
But then you lose Anthony Rendon. You trade away Max Scherzer, you trade away Trey Turner, and now Juan Soto, who we had Tim Kirchin on the show a few days ago. He's in the Hall of Fame, one of the best reporters and baseball guys in the history of the sport. He said it's the biggest deal ever.
Yeah.
Compares it to a Babe Ruth trade.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. If you consider yourself a true Washington Nationals fan, and your take is, after Juan Soto is dealt, that you are no longer going to be a fan of the team, that you are renouncing your fanship because Juan Soto left. And I understand Juan Soto is very important. He's a fantastic player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I'll just equate this to the Washington Capitals, because I'm a bigger Caps fan than I am of any other team in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If 5 or 7 years ago they had decided to trade Alex Ovechkin, I would have been beside myself, distraught. Sullen. I would have gone into mourning. I would have been upset. I would have been deep into my feels, so deep into the feels, and I would miss Alex Ovechkin because he means a lot to me as a Caps fan. But when all that's done, when I've processed everything, I'm still going to be a Washington Capitals fan because, sorry, I grew up as a Capitals fan, and I rooted for a lot of players and pulled for a lot of players before Alex Ovechkin showed up. And I'm going to continue to root for the team after Alex Ovechkin's number goes up into the
but
rafters.
But what if the Capitals had traded three players prior to Ovechkin, who maybe not as good as Ovechkin, but
again,
Hall of Famers to be?
I would be upset, but I would this is me personally, I would stick with my team.
Yeah, you stick with the team. Well, look, EB's not here.
Well,
EB's not here, and he was the one last week who was saying that he might find a new team.
Right.
That he's had it.
He was pimping for a new Padres lid on Twitter yesterday. He and Valdez were going back and forth.
Here's the thing.
It was pretty funny. I was slapping
my knee.
I think
what is accurate about most people, except for the diehardest of the diehards,
right,
is that you will lose interest. So when a team is really good, so in your scenario, Capitals win a Stanley Cup,
mm-hmm.
Ovechkin wins MVPs, he's the star, he's the main guy, the main attraction.
Right.
He gets traded, the team starts sucking, you're still a fan of the team, you just have less interest. You're probably going to watch them less on TV, you're going to go to less games.
Probably.
That
could be the case.
That's kind of natural. And that's what's going to happen with most Nats fans.
But like
the attendance is going to come down, which it already has because they stink. But you do remain a fan.
Right. I'm not all of a sudden going to turn around and root for the disgusting New York Rangers or New Jersey Devils because I'm upset with what the Caps have done with their superstar player. I'm not going to become, God forbid, a Flyers fan or Hurricanes or Lightning fan. Gross. I want to throw up in my mouth. You stick with your team, even if they deal your favorite player of all time. You stick with the team that you root for.
And let me ask you this. What if you knew, and we don't know this, but what if the learners know who's going to buy the team?
Right.
And that ownership group said, we can't give Juan Soto $500 million.
That very well could have happened. We don't know.
What if you knew that?
You can also decide.
Are you going to wait till he's 25 and his last deal and trade him for two players?
Well, you can decide to let the next owners deal with it. Like, keep Juan Soto on the team.
That's
keep
true.
But the fan base happy,
that also
and that's their problem.
But that may hurt the team down the road.
Sure. But
so in 2025, that could hurt the team.
They're maybe not worried about it.
As opposed to now where, okay, you're getting six players. If maybe you'll be lucky if three of them really
I'll
hit.
I'll be honest. If my name was Cakes Lerner, I'm just being brutally honest here. I'm not. Once the deal is signed, I don't really care how the Nationals fare once I'm no longer the owner of the team.
Yeah, that's
just
I get it.
That's just my take.
No, the fans care, right?
But maybe the Lerners actually, you know, they've been invested in this team for, 15-ish years at this point? Maybe they still care? I wouldn't care. Once the ink is dry on the contract and I'm getting paid however many billions this team is going to sell for, I'm not really going to care at that point.
Well, I know this. A lot of fans are pissed. There are some fans that are now used to it because it seems to happen every year.
Mm-hmm.
Their star players go to other teams. It's part of the business. Jason mentioned yesterday, in Major League Baseball, there were 37 trades.
Right.
Well, the last 2 days.
I know, the Orioles traded away guys and brought in prospects. This is not unheard of. This is what happens in baseball. The powerful teams acquire players at the trade deadline so that they can make a postseason push. And the lesser teams, they trade away their assets. And all of a sudden, the Nationals are in the business of trading away assets.
Let's go to the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's lead off with Reggie in D.C. What's up, Reggie? You're on with the Junks.
Reggie.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, man, listen. This what makes baseball trash because this would this would never happen in basketball. Like, John Morant is not leaving at 23. Freaking, like, Patrick Mahomes is not leaving at 23. Now, with that being said, they had to do it because if you look at baseball, and I'm a fan, I think two things bother me. Like, one thing really bothers me. Like, I'm a fan, but one player is not going to help you win. Like we're trash now. Look at the Angels. They played Mike Trout, paid him money, and I don't even think they made the playoffs with Mike Trout. With
one
the money
time. One time, and they didn't win
a
game.
They paid Anthony Rendon, too. They paid him a ton
and
of money.
Right. So I get it. Like, you have to – I mean, you have to have talent. But Juan Soto paying him the money that he rejected and probably would ultimately have to pay him, it's not going to help us win. But the thing that bothers me the most, normally when you win a championship, you normally got like maybe a 2 or 3 year window where, you know, you're still great. Like, the wheels fell off this thing, man, like, what, a year and a half?
Yep.
I know we had COVID, You know what I mean? So you can't really count, what, 20.
Right.
But, man, this thing fell off so fast. And I think for fans, I think that's probably more of like an impact because we just won the World Series in 19. And you're telling me now in 22, we are afterthought. We're arguably one of the worst teams in baseball with no face of the franchise type of player.
Yep.
Like, oh, my God. So I get it. They had to. Because in baseball, regardless of how we feel about Soto with the big hits and, you know, the one he had off of the reliever from Milwaukee that got traded, all the memories that we have, one dude is not going to help you win, regardless of who it is. In baseball, it's just too tough. And then the Nats were more built off of pitching than they was. We had some great hitters, but we were, you know, and people try to blame the learners, but the learners spent money. When we had that little championship window,
not lately. Not lately. Yeah, they did. But here's the thing about the pitching, Reggie. So when they win the World Series, obviously Max Scherzer is the ace. But Strasburg's right there. He wins the World Series MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And Corbin was excellent.
Correct.
Well, Corbin is the worst pitcher in baseball, starting pitcher. Strasburg,
he's MIA.
Almost predictably, hasn't pitched.
Right.
And Scherzer got dealt because he was at the end of a contract, older. They weren't willing to give him the big money and five-year deal, I guess, that he would have wanted.
And here's the other thing. You can say what you want about rankings of farm systems, but if you looked at the ranking of the Washington Nationals farm system before they made the deal to the Dodgers to get Gray and Ruiz and four other players, their farm system was ranked pretty low.
In terms, it was
24th. I even saw lower than that. Now, after that deal with the Dodgers and then after this deal with the Padres, I've seen them go as high as fifth.
Right.
So you can say farm system, schmarm system. Okay, because people don't pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how teams are built. You can't just have nine all-stars.
Correct.
You've got to have farm systems that produce players and produce talent in depth. And right now, they just don't
and
have
it. And
also
produce talent that isn't getting paid a lot in the early portions of their career.
Yeah. Well, again, and I understand if you're upset that they traded Soto. I understand that. But if the learners are saying that's as high as we're going, 440, and he's not going to take that deal.
Right.
And we're not even going to be the owners when his free agency comes up. And the new ownership group that we've already talked to says we're not giving him $500 million. What else do you want Rizzo to do? You just want to play out the string?
By the way, if I'm the learners, what hypothetically, if Soto and his camp reject the 440, and you know you're on the way out, and you know that he's not even going to accept $500 million as a goodwill gesture, why wouldn't you just offer up a $500 million deal? You know he's not going to take it.
So call his bluff.
Yeah, just call his bluff. Say, okay,
you're what if he would have taken the 440? I guess it's a win-win because you're going to keep
him. But you know he's not taking the 440. He's probably not going to take the 500 or offer 510. Call his bluff. Say, okay, you're not going to take 440. Here's $510 million.
Well, here's
You know what? We can ask Rizzo that.
Right. Here's what Rizzo said yesterday about Soto never wanting to sign an extension.
We did feel that we were not going to be able to extend him, and we felt that at this time with 2.5 years remaining, three playoffs runs available with Juan Soto, he would never be at more value than he is today, and that's what we predicated on. There was no edict to trade him or not to trade him. It was business as usual. Ownership gave me the latitude to make a good baseball deal if I felt it was a franchise altering deal, and it turned out that we got one to our liking, and it worked. And again, kudos to the other side for making it work.
All right, let's take some more calls. 800-636-1067. A lot of people are bitter. But people are on the fence. I get it. I mean,
let's go to Dave in Silver Spring.
And a lot of people don't care.
Dave, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
emotionally
up?
Charged morning. I was very sad. You have to understand, I'm in my 70s. I lost two baseball teams, the Senators. My brother and I were loyal fans all the way through. We celebrated if we reached 500. I can understand the emotion of the fans, but the true fans stick with them through thick and thin. I think that Rizzo did what he had to do. I don't think, well, you guys asked him the question about whether or not other folks who were thinking about buying the team were approached or had any say in it, and he said clearly no. And I believe him. So
I do too. I don't even think. Look, he's an employee of the Learners.
Right.
I don't think he can even really take directives from a potential future owner. And by the way,
that picture
is not clear anyway.
No, there are several bidders.
Who knows when that's going to happen?
It's true.
I think ideally, as a fan base, they probably would love to have a new owner take over yesterday.
Yeah, five minutes ago.
You can read Rick Snyder's column at thefandc.com. The Learners can't sell the Nats soon enough to the fan base.
Correct.
But who knows when that's going to go through? So he can't take directives from
a prospective owner.
I don't even know the names of the prospective owners. I remember there was one last name was Kim.
Right.
So let's say he's talking to Michael Kim. Well, you can't take directives from that guy. He might not win the ownership, and that might not even happen for another year.
He marches to the
Well, but you don't know that. You don't know that.
True.
You have no idea who the Learners are talking to on a day-to-day basis about the sale of the team.
That's true.
You just have no idea.
But I know
because there is a chance that they know who's going to buy the team. There is a chance of that.
There's a chance, but I know that Mike Rizzo answers right now, presently, to the Learner family.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer to whoever's in the mix for bidding for the Nationals. He doesn't answer to Ted Leonsis, who we know is interested in buying the team.
Right.
He answers to the Learners. And if the Learners said, this is our line in the sand, we're not going any higher than this, then he's kind of backed into a corner. He has to do something. He can't just let Juan Soto rot on a bad roster for another year and a half.
He could.
That's what the Angels are doing, right?
Well, it's not worth it. It's bad business.
I understand that. Well, is it bad business?
Yes,
because
it's bad business. It's bad business that the Angels are spending almost $1 billion. Well, let's see what happens with Ohtani.
Right.
$500 million, more than that, over $600 million on two players, and they're 25 games out in the division. That's bad business.
Yeah, right, but what might be bad business for the Nationals is because you traded away, well, didn't trade away all these guys, but you traded away Trey Turner and Max Scherzer,
mm-hmm.
and you lost Bryce Harper, and you lost Anthony Rendon, who I understand it's not working out for the Angels, but
right,
he was a star here.
Yeah.
And now you add Juan Soto to the mix, you are losing a lot of fans, mm-hmm. and the attendance is only go down. So that is bad business when all of a sudden you have empty stands. Like, what is that going to mean to the future of the franchise when you're losing all that revenue?
Yeah.
And it's going to be worse next year than this year.
Yeah.
Like, the attendance is not going to go up next year because C.J. Abrams is playing shortstop.
You're right.
And Hassel is in the outfield.
You're not going to know if this trade works until 2026.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's how far away it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's possibly bad business. I get that you don't want a star to languish on a losing franchise. But Cal Ripken played his entire career with the Orioles.
Different era.
A World Series in 1983. Never went back to World Series. They had a couple playoff appearances, and they had ups and downs. But they kept him during the downs.
That's so rare.
And people went to see him.
You can't compare 2022 baseball to 1991.
Yeah,
except I do think there are some fans. I'm not saying all. There are some fans that gravitate towards a star player, and mm-hmm. that gives them a reason to go to games.
Oh, I get that.
And the attendance.
And for the next couple of – well, first of all, no one was going to the games when Juan Soto was there in a Nats uniform.
That's correct.
Because the rest of the roster sucked. But when you know that Trey Turner, when he's an unrestricted free agent, is not going to sign with you. When you know Juan Soto, when he's an unrestricted free agent, is not going to sign with you.
Right.
What are you supposed to do?
And you're not.
Are you supposed to languish?
Right. And you're not willing to give Max huge money toward the end of his career. Like, they just weren't willing to outlay that sort of cash for that player. Even though Max is beloved here. People loved him. He's an icon.
And let me just say this. I understand that people say prospects don't mean anything. I mean, because the majority of prospects don't hit. And there's a 95% chance that any of the, or 5% chance that any of these prospects are going to turn into Juan Soto. I get that. But you also can't give up on guys after a year or two. I mean, Ruiz doesn't look like a superstar, but Pudge Rodriguez in his first 2 years, wasn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Max Scherzer in his first 2 years with Arizona, wasn't that good? And they got rid of him. Now he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You just don't know what guys are going to turn into after 1 or 2 years. So I'm not saying that they're going to turn into another World Series team. But Rizzo really didn't have any other move.
All right, we'll come back, take more
of your
calls.
We touched the nerve, by the way.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. After all these weeks of talking about whether or not Juan Soto would be dealt, he was to the Padres for a historic haul. How do you feel? 800-636-1067. More of your calls next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, coming up at 9 a.m., Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, will join us for his weekly segment. Should be interesting in the wake of the Juan Soto deal to the San Diego Padres.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. How does this make you feel? You think it's a good trade, bad trade? You okay with what Rizzo and the organization did, trading away Juan Soto, age 23, to the Padres?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Bill in Oakton on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
I understand the trade. I actually think they did pretty well in the trade, but more criticisms of Rizzo over the longer term, which is two major things. One, his drafting and development of players has just been horrendous. I mean, you got, you know, your Carter Kieboom, your Victor Robles. This, I mean, he's been GM for 13 years, and he's drafted one pitcher, starting pitcher. And that's Eric Fetty, who's a fringe starter. So that's number one. Number two, you know, the Corbin
thing.
They
didn't draft Steven Strasburg.
What about Strasburg?
The Strasburg signing, I think, was one of the worst free agent signings actually in the history of baseball.
Well, I know, but you said draft. I mean, they drafted Steven Strasburg.
My grandmother would have drafted Strasburg.
Okay, so you're going to pass on that.
Right. Number one, number
they
one.
They also did draft and develop, or maybe didn't draft, whatever.
They traded
Juan Soto.
He traded for Trey Turner.
He's done very well on trades. I'm not saying he's terrible. Hey, we got a World Series, so. But, you know, the only way you're able to sustain organizational excellence is you got to draft and develop players. And he's just fallen down on that, I mean, flat out. And, and like I said, the Strasburg contract, I mean, all these guys have left other than Strasburg. Mm-hmm. And I'll never understand that contract they signed to him after 2019. His prior injury history and then the whole thing with the inverted V in his delivery. I mean, the guy was just another major injury waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And that contract is just, I mean, that rivals the Orioles' Chris Davis contract as one of the worst free agent big contracts given out.
Bill, we can feel your frustration.
It looks bad now.
Got a
no
ton
doubt.
Of calls. Yeah. I thought it was an inverted W.
It is now an inverted V.
Let me just say this about the prospects, and I have no idea if any of these prospects are going to work out. But a lot of these top prospects that they've acquired and drafted and are trying to develop are all 19, 20 years old.
Right.
All right, you're not going to know if they're studs until they're 24, 25 years old.
All right, so usually.
Right,
unless you're Juan Soto.
Of course. That's rare. But, I mean, if you look at Hassel that just acquired, he's 20.
Yeah, he was playing Brady high school.
Brady House, who they drafted last year, is 19. James Wood, who they just acquired, my buddy's kid, Kenny Wood, he's 19.
Hassel was in high school 2 years ago.
The kid that they signed from, I don't know, I think he might be Venezuelan, Christian Vaquero, who they're really high on, is 17 years old. So you just don't know how good these guys are going to be. You got to give them time.
You have to be patient.
Yes.
You have to let it play out. But you know
you're
what?
Not going to be happy this year, next year, and the year after.
In 2022, nobody's patient.
I know.
Everybody wants something to have happened 10 minutes ago.
Now, this
ago.
Could turn out and just blow up in their face. If the Padres win a World Series this year or next year, or maybe they win two, who knows? Everyone's going to say, see? But it might not work out for the Padres. They might not.
Sure.
They might have to go to Atlanta and play in a best-of-three wild card round and lose. And who knows if the Padres are going to be able to re-sign Soto in 2 years. It might blow up in their face, too.
I would guess that they...
And they've given up all these prospects.
I mean, unless their owner is super aggressive and doesn't care about money, which is the type of owner I want to come in for the Nats. That's exactly the type of owner that should fill in for the Learners. I just don't think he's going to re-sign with the Padres. I think it's a rental.
The Strasburg signing's being used against Rizzo, but I guarantee you if they let Strasburg walk, it would have been, how could you have let you? Yeah, right. How dare you let Strasburg walk?
Right.
Because you know, Rendon's not lighting the world on fire, and that's being held against him.
Rendon's a big bust.
I know. Props to Mike Rizzo for looking at Rendon and saying, you know what?
I know, but that's just ammunition against Rizzo.
Right.
And the same thing the way Strasburg is now. If Rizzo would have let Strasburg walk, he would have been along with Rendon, Harper, Soto, Turner. He would have been in that list that they would have held against Rizzo.
Correct. It's just a knee jerk reaction.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Lucky on Rendon. He's been banged up.
He's been awful. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's been a big swing and a miss for the Angels.
I mean, it's not like he was a seer like Rendon's not going to produce.
But you should.
No, he was great.
You should give him credit for not spending money on him.
Also, on the same kind of thing, Harper's being lumped into these players that they just see go. But when they won the World Series, what was it? It was addition by subtraction.
Right.
Harper was awful in the locker room. Now look at everybody.
Right.
They're all free and they're having fun, and they won the World Series. Addition by subtraction. And now he's just on the list of players that Rizzo let go, that everyone's pissed off about.
And it wasn't Rizzo's decision to offer a deal, a $300 million deal, and half of it was deferred. Rizzo knew that he wasn't going to accept that.
Right.
That's not his deal.
No, that was crafted by the Learners.
All right, let's go to some more calls.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Colin in Ellicott City. Colin, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
What's up? Thank you.
Jason, Cakes,
yeah.
I agree with you guys. You guys hit it on the head. You don't want this guy to just rot on your roster in 2 years, have him walk away. Look what happened up the street in Baltimore in Manny Machado. They moved him too late, and they didn't get a haul back. Same thing with Boston and Mookie Betts. Mike Rizzo, in my opinion, and I worked for a company, and I worked in baseball, and I followed all these kids up the street in Baltimore. They got a great package for him. These guys are going to be good. You got to be patient. Nothing's a sure thing, but I think Rizzo acted swiftly, and I think you get the best package for a guy that's not going to be here in 2 years anyway.
Thank you, Colin. I mean, on paper, the prospects are really good. CJ Abrams, 21, shortstop, hits for average. Apparently very, very fast. Now, you don't really run in Major League Baseball anymore. Stolen bases seem like a thing of the past. But speedy shortstop. Hassel, you mentioned, top prospect. He's their number one prospect. He's going to be a cornerstone in your outfield for the future if he works out.
They say he can rake.
Now, he was playing high school ball 2 years ago. In 2020, he was playing high school baseball.
He's 20 years old.
Gore pitchers throws like 92 to 96. He's been in the big leagues, has a sore elbow. That gets me nervous right off the bat. But the other guy, Susanna, throws 100 to 102, Cakes.
That's the gas.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah. Yep.
Why does everyone sleep on Mackenzie Gore? It's like no one's talking about him.
Yeah, he's their top prospect.
He was the number three pick in baseball. In 2020 and 2021, he was a top five MLB prospect.
You know why? Because people don't know who he is. They have no idea who he is.
I mean, you know why? Because he played in a backwater town, San Diego.
There's no chance Bill.
Well, he just got called up in April.
There's no chance Bill, who just called two callers ago, who's killing Rizzo, knows who Mackenzie Gore
is.
He has no idea.
He's one of the most hyped left-handed pitchers in a decade.
And let me just say this. In 2 years, you could have Mackenzie Gore, JoJo Gray and
Cade.
Susanna.
And Cade Cavalli in your starting rotation.
And maybe Susanna.
Maybe. Or a free agent or two. Who knows? But those three guys could be your cornerstone for your rotation. And I understand you've watched Gray pitch the last year, and he's just okay. But I just threw out Max Scherzer in his first 2 years. He was 9-15 with a over 4 ERA.
Right.
You can't give up on guys after 1 year.
Let them develop.
Yeah.
Get some seasoning. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Jason.
Yeah, what's up?
You seem like the big apologist for Rizzo today.
So no, I'm not. I can understand why you're pissed off.
No,
I understand.
No.
I understand.
Let me finish. Theoda Gray or Rizzo, who would you take?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Theoda Gray, Theo Epstein, or Rizzo, who would you take?
Well, I mean, I'm biased. I'm a Red Sox guy, so I would take Theo, yeah. But they won and multiple World Series. Multiple.
He has three rings, okay, with Boston. And I'm saying that to say this.
He also had owners that would spend money unlimited. Unlimited.
Not really about Soto. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say he had owners that would spend unlimited, but go ahead.
Okay, no problem. I'm not saying yesterday was really not about Soto. Soto checked out last year when Trey and Max left. And I think everybody saw that when he was going to the playoffs, going to the Dodger games to see Trey and support for Trey and Max. We kind of knew that's where his head was at. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that to say that you can't let four guys go and it all be on the learners. And I also think if you had someone with clout like a Cashman or Theo Epstein to deal with the learners would be more in check than what they are. I was looking at the background of Mike Rizzo, and this is really Rizzo's first real job at being a manager. Kind of like, I mean, when Epstein did to Boston. And that's why I'm hoping when Libero said Larry Lucchino, that maybe Lucchino can tap Epstein to be the guy to come over here. And JP, no, today, the fan base needs you to be a journalist and be hard on him about Rizzo's draft, seriously. Seriously.
Well, there are a lot of questions about not just the draft, also the free agent signings. They kind of banked on some of these guys, like Nelson Cruz, working out so they could flip them for more assets.
I have to be a journalist today. I haven't been a journalist ever. Valdez went to journalism
school. He just means ask Rizzo some hard questions.
I know what he meant.
And the thing is, we've asked Rizzo hard questions along the way. And not that long ago, I believe it was June 1st, he unequivocally said they weren't going to trade Juan Soto.
Well, that was pre-Soto. That was $440 million.
Understood.
Yeah. That was a game changer.
Well, also, you're also just not going to make a big story in early June before an August 2nd deadline.
You think he's going to go on the air and say, yeah, we're going to
trade. Yeah, we're thinking about trading him 2 months before the deadline.
We're going to trade our best player. Probably one of the best players to ever wear the uniform.
I just think that was Rizzo playing politician, and I can understand why he would do that.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the historic deal. Juan Soto, no longer a member of the Nationals. He goes to the Padres, where he can chase a World Series. The Nationals land five prospects and Luke Voit, who can hit a bunch of home runs. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.